Hey folks, have you ever heard the term compromise? I'm sure that you've heard it quite often in your, not only in your life, but in many things that you've done before. And essentially what happens with that word compromise, that means you've got one person who thinks one way, one person who thinks another way, and they're trying to find that middle ground where they can meet in the middle. Now that doesn't necessarily sound like something that's bad when you think about it. It's like, okay, well this one doesn't get all they want, this one doesn't get all they want, and we can find a place to compromise. And in some cases, that's a good thing. But let me tell you, there's a place where that's bad. When it comes down to your spiritual walk, when it comes down to the Word of God, when it comes down to things that He has pointedly said within His Word that we should or should not do, we are not to compromise on those things. And the world today is wanting us to compromise. You know, that so many times it comes under the auspice of, well, you're just not being fair. What can we do to compromise? And somebody's asking you to compromise what the Word of God says and says, well, we'll meet in the middle on that. Folks, let me tell you, we need to stand more firm today than we ever have and not compromise with the world when it comes down to the things of God. So grab your Bible. We're going to take a look at how compromise was offered as we continue our look in the book of Exodus concerning compromise. Grab your Bible. Come on back. We'll see you in just a minute. Hey folks, welcome to the Wednesday Bible study of Central Baptist Church of Oak Ridge, North Carolina. We're so glad that you're joining us today. If you've got that Bible, go ahead and turn with me, if you would, over to the book of Exodus chapter 8. Exodus chapter 8. It is now coming time in our scripture where the plagues are finally getting to Pharaoh. Now, if you've been following this through this, or if you're familiar with the biblical account of the Exodus, you'll know that God had called Moses to go to Pharaoh and basically tell him, you need to let my people go, his people being the people of Israel. They were slaves to the Egyptians. They had some pretty heavy-duty taskmasters that were making life even tougher for them. One of the biggest things that I've wanted you to see over the past couple of weeks is that even when you're on God's track to get you where you want to be, He's trying to get Israel out of slavery. He's trying to get them in a position where they can freely worship Him, where they can freely follow Him. And in the midst of that, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And it was one of those circumstances where things actually got worse for Israel before they were going to get better. Now, I try to give you that parallel today because some of us are in those particular situations right now. You've asked God, God has you on a journey. He's trying to get you where He wants you to be. And you're sitting there going, well, if I'm going the way God wants me to go, why are things getting worse? Why are things becoming even more difficult? You've heard me say specifically here lately that oftentimes things are going to get worse before they're going to get better. So as all these plagues and all these different things were happening essentially to the Egyptians, the Israelites were experiencing, A, the brunt of their anger of what was taking place, and B, there was a lot of cases that they had to experience the same thing. They had to walk through what was going on with those plagues as well. Now, that's not to say that God didn't take care of them. We're going to touch base on that here shortly. But over in chapter 7, we read about where Egypt's water was turned into blood. Over in chapter 8, where frogs appeared. Frogs were just everywhere. We talked about that last week. And then, in chapter 8, where there was the lice and the magicians. The magicians actually are saying, this is the finger of God. This is the hand of God that's causing these things to happen. And then also in chapter 8, we see the plague of the flies everywhere except in Goshen. Now, what's going on is that because of this hardship, Pharaoh begins to offer some compromises. And there are four different ones that we're going to look at in our passages today. This past week, I had you looking at Exodus chapter 8 through Exodus chapter 10. And we're going to pull those offers of compromise out and let you take a look at them. So let's begin in the Word of God today over in Exodus chapter 8. And we're going to begin reading in verse 25. That's Exodus chapter 8, beginning with verse 25. It says, "Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, 'Go sacrifice to your God in the land.' And Moses said, 'It is not right to do so, For we would be sacrificing the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. If we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, then will they not stone us? Verse 27, we will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he will command us. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away. Intercede for me. Then Moses said, indeed, I am going out from you, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarm of flies may depart tomorrow from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. But let Pharaoh not deal deceitfully anymore in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. So Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. He removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and from his servants and from his people, and not one remained. Let's pray together. Father, you're good to us. Again, we ask that you would speak to our hearts today. We ask that you would draw us close. Help us, Father, to see the compromises that the world is offering us that are counterintuitive and counterproductive for the sake of the kingdom. Lord, help us to be strong and stand firm in your word and realize that that compromise is not what you are calling us to. Compromise is what the world is calling us to. And Lord, help us. Give us grace and strength to follow you in a way that's pleasing to you. Lord, use this, your messenger, for these moments that you will truly be high and lifted up as we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, so you see that the first compromise is being offered. Now, Pharaoh hadn't been listening so far, and God has caused several plagues to fall upon them. Now, one of the things I do want to mention is over in verse 24, it says that the Lord did so. There was a thick swarm of flies that came into the house of Pharaoh, into his servant's house, and into the land of all the Egypt, and the land was corrupt because of the swarm of flies. So God did exactly what he said he was going to do. This swarm of flies were coming in there, and I can't stand a fly when there's just one of them, much less imagine what it would be like to have a swarm of flies just everywhere. So essentially what is happening is even Pharaoh doesn't like the flies. So he begins to offer at this particular point the first of four compromises that he is asking Moses to make. Now, what he's saying is he's saying, well, I realize we got all these flies, and okay, God's doing this. So he says, remember what the thing was. The thing was that you are to let my people go. That was what God was saying to Pharaoh through Moses. You need to let my people go that they might be able to go and sacrifice, that they might be able to go and worship me. But then what he says is this. After the flies come in, he says, you can go, but I really don't want you to go. He says, go and sacrifice to your God. And here's a little caveat, in the land. Pharaoh will allow the people to worship God, but he insists that they do it in Egypt. In other words, I don't want you to go away. We're going to let you worship God, but you stay right here and do it. Now, that is not what God had called Israel to do. By doing so, they wouldn't be taskmasters and slaves once again to Egypt. So he's sitting there saying, well, okay, maybe we can come up with a little compromise. Maybe we can let you worship God. But you do it right here. Don't you go anywhere. And folks, let me tell you, Satan is offering the same compromises today. He's sitting there saying, well, okay, do that, but only, yeah, don't do this. You know, yeah, you can worship God, but just don't do it over there. Let me give you a quick example of that. And often people will sit back and say, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm a Christian person, but I don't have to have a church. I don't have to be doing church along the way. Well, obviously, you want church is not something that you have to get to heaven with. You don't have to be there to do that. It's a personal relationship with God. But Satan doesn't want you to grow along the way. It's not something that he wants to happen. It's not something that he wants to take place in your life. So he's going to try to pull you away from the things that are important. He is offering you and I compromises today in the same way that Pharaoh was trying to offer a compromise to Moses. Now, the bottom line is simply this. That is not what God said. God said he was going to free the people. Imagine what it would have been like if Moses would have accepted that compromise. You see, folks, you know, believers, as believers, we are called to a different life. We are called to be separate. Jesus was not of this world. We're not to be of this world. And he is calling us to be delivered from this evil world through him. So in verse 27 of our text, Moses rejects this compromise. You know, he says, no, that's not what God asked. Now, when the compromises are offered in your life, are you standing strong on the word of God? Knowing what it is that God is telling you, are you rejecting the compromises that Satan and the world is offering you today? Things designed to pull you away from God. Things designed to carry you right up to the border of sin. Yeah, that's what Satan wants us to do. Well, I'll tell you, it's not crossing a line if you just go this far. The problem is he gets you right up to the edge of the line and then very quickly will push you over that line and then ridicule you for crossing that line. That's how Satan works. So the first of his compromises was, okay, you can go, just don't go. In other words, don't go anywhere other than right here. Well, the second compromise that he offered was in verse 28 of our text today, where he said, go, but don't go very far. Yeah, I don't want you to go very far. Look at verse 28. This is what he said in verse 28. It says, so Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away. Intercede for me. Now remember, God has already told Israel that he has a land of promise for them. He is going to carry them to that promised land. And Pharaoh is finally saying, okay, look, I'll let you go, but I don't want you to go far. I still want to be able to keep my eyes on you. I still want to be able to see what's going on. See, that's not quite the real thing as letting them go. It says, you just won't go far away. Pharaoh, all he's doing at this point is lengthening the chain a little bit. You know, he's already got them on a chain, and he says, well, I'll just give you a little bit more chain. But the bottom line is he still has the chain attached to him. He says, I'll let you go. I just don't want you to go very, very far. Remember what it was that Moses has said to him. He said, no, we want to go 3 days' journey. Well, that was further than Pharaoh wanted them to go because he wanted to be able to keep an eye on them. He wanted to keep them oppressed. He wanted to keep them underfoot, as it were. You know, you've heard it before. I mean, you've heard it in your spiritual life. Don't go off the deep end. You've heard that statement before. How about don't carry religion too far? Yeah, you can be religious. Just don't carry it too far. Don't let your Christian activities interfere with other people and the things that are going on in society today. Don't let it interfere with your job or your school or whatever else it may be. Just don't carry it too far. Those are the compromises that Satan likes to hand us today. Now, the problem is God is calling us for complete commitment, not partial commitment, complete commitment. He wants everything about us. He wants who we are. He wants everything that he has provided. He wants us to say, all of this is yours, God. I am simply, you know, an instrument in your hands. Lord, everything I have belongs to you. I will go where you tell me to go. You know, where you lead me, I will follow. I will not compromise what your word says. I will not have one foot in my Bible and one foot in the world. It just doesn't work that way, okay? So that was his second of the four compromises that we're looking. The second one was go, just don't go very far, okay? So then he comes up with yet a third compromise. He says, go, but leave your families here. Now, I want to carry over into chapter 10 of our text today. And over in chapter 10, particularly verses 8 through 10, this is what he says. Now, let me start with verse 7, but then I'll carry into verse 8. It says, then Pharaoh's servants said to him, how long shall this man snare us? Let the men go that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not yet know that Egypt is destroyed? Now here's our text where we're going to pick it up. Verse 8. So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, go serve the Lord your God. Who are the ones that are going? And Moses said, we shall go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herds, we will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. Then he said to them, the Lord had better be with you when I let you go and your little ones go. Beware, for evil is ahead of you. Not so. Go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord, for that is what you desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Now, the bottom line is simply this. And let me kind of put this in the context for you today. What he was saying was, I'm going to let the men go. Your men can go. That's what you're asking me for. You and the men can just go on out and you can worship, but leave your families behind. Yeah, remember what he said? He said, you know, leave your families, leave your livestock, leave everything behind. Every time I get to this particular part of the passage, it reminds me of what I have seen happen so many times over in Cuba. I know that there are times that over the past 20 years that we have been going there and doing missions, that the Cuban government would actually say, well, we will allow, you know, one of the pastors or missionaries over there to come over to the United States, but their family cannot go with them. They're not allowed to bring them with them. They're not allowed to take pretty much anything other than, you know, what they can carry in their hand to come over to the States. And the reasoning behind that was simply this. If you take your family and you take all your stuff, you won't come back. And that is exactly what Pharaoh was alluding to here. He figured, well, if I let the men go, and the men will go, they're not going to leave their families. They're not going to leave, you know, the wives and the children back here. But if I let them go, then there's nothing that ties them to bring them back here. So he was saying, you take the men and you go out and worship, but you leave, you know, mama and the family here. So you can see where that would be a compromise. Well, what took place? More plagues must come before Pharaoh offers yet again. Now, I'll back you up just a little bit in the scriptures, but back over in chapter 9, we see where there was a sickness on the cattle. We also see in chapter 9 where there were boils on the Egyptians. We see again in chapter 9 where there was hail all over the place except in Goshen. In other words, God was showing who he was. He's like, I can make all this stuff happen, and I can still protect my children. Hail everywhere except in Goshen, and of course that's where essentially the Israelites were. So it hailed on everybody but them. God can work it out. Trust me, folks. There's nothing that's beyond him. So then essentially over in chapter 10, we see where there's yet the threat of yet another plague, and then that particular plague would be the threat of the plague of locusts. Now, the bottom line is the compromise that Pharaoh was offering was unacceptable. It has been from the very start. It's not getting any better, even though you can see Pharaoh, you know, kind of given a little bit more chain, but the bottom line is there's still a chain. That's not what God wants for his children, and you cannot get to the point where you sit back and begin to accept the compromise. What would it have been like if Israel had accepted the compromise? In other words, well, at least we have more chain by which we're still in bondage, but we have a little bit more territory, so that's good with us. I think too many times we get to the point where we're thinking a little bit of relief is all we're going to get. And folks, that's not what God promised. God promises us that he's going to take care of us. Do not accept the compromises of Satan. Do not accept the compromise of the world. So in this case, and in the scripture text where we're looking, once again, Pharaoh's compromise was unacceptable. Let me tell you something, folks. Satan wants our families. Think about this. I mean, what a great, great illustration in God's word where it's like, okay, guys, you go on out there and worship, but you leave your families here under our influence, under our jurisdiction, under our slavery where we can keep hold of them. Satan is wanting our families, and we've got to be strong and not allow that to happen. Our families ought to serve God with us. That's what Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 tells us. It's not that we should send our families off to worship and to church. It's not that we should encourage our families to be in the Word of God around the home and yet us not participate in them. That is not what God's design was. Our families ought to serve God with us. Men, you need to be the spiritual leader in your family. Are you doing that? Yeah, or are you just saying, I'm going to let Roy take care of it, or I'm going to let somebody else take care of it. I'm going to let the youth leader take care of it. I'm going to let somebody else handle it. Well, the sad state of affairs today is that folks, our kids are being raised by our schools, and that's not a pretty picture in our society today. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there are some very good Christian teachers that are out there, but man, they're in a world of mess. They're in the middle of Egypt, so to say. And Satan wants our families. He wants our children confused. And if we compromise this much, then we have gone against what God's will is. So there was yet another compromise. It was like, go, you can go, but just don't take your families with you. Well, and there's still yet another compromise that came up in the scripture verses that we're looking at. He said this was the final compromise that we're going to cover today, but this is what Pharaoh said. He said, go, but leave your possessions. Now, you know, they had some stuff. Let me carry you to chapter 10, verses 24 through 27. Chapter 10, verse 24 says, it's beginning with verse 24 says this, then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you. But Moses said, you must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. And even we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. So essentially, the fourth compromise is offered. It's saying, okay, you can go. Now remember what he started with. He said, this is what we're going to do. Moses said to Pharaoh, all of our people need to go. Pharaoh says no. Well, then he starts throwing, I call it tossing them a little bone. Well, you can go, but just stay here in the city. And when that was unacceptable, it's like, okay, well, you can go outside of Egypt. Just don't go very far. Just go where I can still keep an eye on you. And then Moses says, no, that's not acceptable. And then so Pharaoh says, okay, I'll tell you what, you can go, but just the men, you know, leave your kids and your family and everything behind. Moses said, no, that's not, you know, our family is supposed to worship together with us as we serve the Lord. And then Pharaoh again is sitting there saying, well, okay, I'll tell you what, you can go, you know, you and the families and the kids, but leave your livestock, leave it that back here. In other words, leave your wealth here. And once again, Moses saying, that is not acceptable. Remember, Moses is speaking for the Lord. That's not acceptable. It's all or nothing. And that's what we got. That's the attitude we have to have today. We're either all in or we're all out when it comes to serving the Lord. Because he gave a pretty good excuse as to the reason why he needed to take the livestock, because he said this. He said, we're going to have to sacrifice. You remember, these are back in the days of the Old Testament. He says, so we're going to need the animals to sacrifice to our God as we worship. So he says, no, the animals have to come with us. Moses has basically said this. A compromise number one, no. Compromise number two, no. Compromise number three, no. Compromise number four, no. So you can imagine, Pharaoh is just getting more angry as it goes by. And all the while, the Lord is continuing to show his power. He is continuing to show that his hand is upon Israel. Okay? So what happens? More plagues move in. It takes more plagues to move in before Pharaoh's heart gets moved yet once again. Over in chapter 10, verses 12 through 20, we see that there was the plague of the locusts. Over in chapter 10, verses 21 to 23, we see that there was darkness except in Goshen. Are you getting that? Except in Goshen. The Lord the whole time is taking care of Israel where they are. In other words, these are plagues that aren't necessarily affecting them, you know, and to a point that all of a sudden you're looking and saying, well, hey, God is taking care of his people. At first, those plagues affected both Egypt and Israel. Now it's getting to the point where God is protecting his children. God is protecting his little ones in the midst of all these things that are taking place. Okay. Finally, he says, says to him, go, you go serve, but let your flocks and your herds stay here. Let your little ones go with you, but let's keep the wealth here. We have been offered this compromise as well. Satan is continuing to offer us compromise after compromise after compromise. And folks, let me tell you, the sad part about it is we seem to be accepting Satan's compromises today. Yeah, I carry it to the point where so often people will sit back and say, well, based on a lot of the things that are taking place and are going on today, they're saying, you are intolerant. Yeah, you need to be more tolerant. You need to have a little bit of compromise so that we can meet in the middle on this. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if we begin to compromise one single thing in God's word or one single order or precept that he has put upon us, that is a very slippery slope. Once you take that first step, it becomes easier and easier and easier to get completely out of control. And that's exactly what Satan wants. Yeah, he doesn't want God to have us. He doesn't want God to have our possessions, you know. And I love what Moses said to him in this particular compromise, particularly when he said, well, yeah, you leave the livestock here and you guys go on. Moses said, not one hoof shall be left behind. We're taking them all with us. Folks, how dedicated are we? You know, it bothers me to hear how churches across the world today are compromising with sin. Things that the Word clearly tells us are sin, and all of a sudden we have become accepting to it. We have compromised in those ways. Well, folks, I would rather be around a handful of people who are going to truly follow God's Word than to have a church of thousands and thousands that are outside of the will of God. I'm just telling you that right now, because you know what? I'm going to spend a lot longer with God than I'm going to spend with any person on the face of this planet. And when we compromise, when we start to make deals with the devil, that's exactly what we're doing. We're making deals with the devil. Compromise is something that keeps us in bondage. Did you realize that these four things, these four compromises that Pharaoh was trying to hand to Moses and to Israel were designed to keep them in bondage, designed to keep them under his control? And the compromises that the world and Satan is offering you today is for the same reason. It's to keep you in bondage. It's to keep you under their control, okay? Now, consecration. What is consecration? I mean, being sold out to him, being consecrated to the Lord. Consecration to the Lord allows for no compromise. You cannot do it. When the Word says it, when the Holy Spirit leads you, you cannot compromise, not one single hoof. I love how Moses said that. Not one hoof's going to be left behind. Listen, you need to be saying that in your life. I'm not leaving one hoof behind. I'm going to be sold out to the Master. I'm going to be sold out for what it is that he wants me to do, and I am not going to compromise. Okay, here's the question. Will you allow Christ to be Lord of all of your life today? Not just parts of it, not just certain areas of it. Will you allow God today to break the chains of bondage in your life? Now, like I said, I've been saying this in our series for several weeks. Sometimes it's going to get worse before it ever gets better. Sometimes you're going to wonder what's taking place and what's going on. In fact, there's probably going to be times that you're not going to like what happens along the road of delivery until God brings you into the promised land. Think about what all happened with Israel along the way. But it was all designed to free them. It was all designed that God himself might get the credit and the glory. And it was designed that people would see that not only was he a God, that he's a powerful God. And you know what? We serve the same God today that Moses took orders from when he had to stand against Pharaoh. Consider that. What kind of compromise is being handed to you in your life today? Are you compromising? Yeah, I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit is leading your life right now and has pointed out those particular areas where maybe you are compromising with Satan, or you're compromising with the world, or in the name of peace and reconciliation, you're going to compromise with a sinful deed or a sinful act. God never, ever, ever one single time said that we need to compromise with sin. Never. He never said that for the sake of other people, we need to compromise his word or his precepts. So don't do it. I am telling you, I'm going to pray that God gives us grace and strength today to handle the compromise that is being pitched in our lives today, that we might stand firm and that we might stand strong. Now, before I do that, I want to tell you what we're going to be looking at next week. Once again, we're going to continue our look to the Exodus. And your reading assignment for this week is actually going to be Exodus chapter 12. I want you to spend some time of study in Exodus chapter 12. And then next week, we're going to discuss the day of deliverance, specifically from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. Remember, all this has been leading up to the time when God was going to deliver them. So far, we have seen their battle with so many things, particularly with Pharaoh. But at this particular juncture, they're still in Egypt. They're still under Pharaoh's rule. They haven't been delivered as of yet. Next week, we're going to talk about the day of deliverance, when Pharaoh finally says, you guys can go, and we're going to see what happens and what takes place from there. But right now, would you pray with me? Father, I pray that you'll give us grace and strength for the journey. Lord, we realize that in our society today, things have become tougher and tougher. Lord, to follow you, there's compromise after compromise after compromise that's being offered to us to pull us away from you, to pull us away from your word. And Lord, I pray that you will truly give us clarity. Lord, as we continue to study and draw close to you, you will give us clarity when a compromise is being offered. But Lord, we also ask that you would give us grace and strength to stand and not compromise what your word says, to not compromise what you have called us to do, that Lord, we might truly be a beacon or a lighthouse for others to be able to follow in following who you are. Help us, Lord, as we follow you to realize, give us that peace that can only come from you. And then, Lord, we'll praise you in advance for it as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, folks, again, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us for the Wednesday Bible study of Central Baptist Church of Oak Ridge, North Carolina. As always, if you don't have a church home, we would love to invite you to worship with us this coming Sunday. Our services begin at 10:45 a.m., and we're located at 1715 Highway 68 North in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. We're right across from the Oak Ridge Military Academy. If you happen to be familiar with the area, we would love to have you join us as we worship our Lord in spirit and in truth. I pray I'll see you on Sunday. God bless you. Have a great week.